Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
And she pretty much did. I don't know if you were able to hear her. The audio on that, I realized, was a little low. But that was a Clinton supporter saying pretty soon she should endorse him and unite the party. And here is Senator Clinton speaking just moments ago to the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, the pro-Israel lobby in Washington. Listen to what Senator Clinton says and how she puts this about Obama being good for Israel.
My support for Israel does not come recently or lightly. I know it is right in my head, in my heart, and in my gut. And that is exactly the commitment we need in our next president, a Democratic president, because the Democratic Party's strong commitment to the state of Israel since the days of Harry Truman endorsed today. It is one of our party's most cherished values, and it will continue under the next Democratic president. I know Senator Obama understands what is at stake here. It has been an honor to contest these primaries with him. It is an honor to call him my friend, and let me be very clear. I know that Senator Obama will be a good friend to Israel.
I know that Senator Obama will be a good friend to Israel, as close as Senator Clinton has come to dropping out of the race and endorsing her Democratic primary opponent. And obviously, it's obvious after he clinched the nomination based on delegate count last night. But just thought you'd like to continue to follow the storyline there of Senator Clinton inching closer and closer to actually doing it. Before we take your calls and talk to Congressman Wiener, who's been a Clinton supporter, and see what he's saying this morning, the last day has had some very juicy storylines. All this stuff about the vice presidency, all this stuff about John McCain throwing Bush under the bus and going after Obama on not really being bipartisan. But I don't want to lose sight of the true top story of the moment. And I just want to take a minute and step back and really acknowledge the moment of Obama's victory. It is an incredible story of an underdog candidacy against the most powerful machine in the Democratic Party. And that's not an insult. It's just a description of the magnitude of the power that the Clintons have earned over the years. And this first-term senator who started the campaign with a serious money deficit, who only burst upon the national scene with a compelling speech at the 2004 Democratic Convention, and, of course, the historic first of being a person of African descent, getting the nomination of a major party in the United States. It is a huge, breathtaking moment in American history, no matter who you were for in this race. And I just don't want it to get lost in all the media melodrama of the Clinton campaign's imminent demise, the back and forth over vice president, what they're saying about Israel or anything else. So there's just what I think is some perspective on the big picture and meaning of this moment right now. And now everybody can go forward and decide if you like Obama enough to vote for him in November and everything else. But this really is a historic moment in American history, and it's worth just being a little bit quiet and backing out of the fray for a few seconds at least to acknowledge it. All right, so should Hillary be his running mate? Rita in Manhattan?
No.
Why?
Well, first, I don't think that she has been on message, at least not on his message. His message has been changed, and she represents an administration that was over 8 years ago. I also think that she showed last night and also today in the way she hedged her comments on his support of Israel that she's not a team player. I think she tried to undermine his moment last night, and I think it was a terrible thing to do for any number of reasons, but also because it basically sends the more wrong message to independents. And I don't think he should allow it to appear that he was bullied by the Clinton campaign. And I don't think we should be bullied by the Clinton campaign. And I don't think he needs her votes. I think she has a core group of supporters who probably will not vote for Obama, but I think the majority of her supporters will vote for Obama in November because he's a great candidate and because he's right on the issues. So,
Rita, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much. Peter on Long Island. Should Hillary be his running mate?
Yes, she should be. She should be his running mate.
Tell us why.
The simple fact being, she can go ahead on there and help him out, going ahead on dealing with the issues and everything, and that would be the right thing to do.
What about all the hurts that Rita was just talking about?
Yeah, well, you know what? Just like The Rock says, it's time for change. Enough with the old stuff. Let's bring up some new ideas, new thoughts, and we have a little backbone with Hillary, right, just in case things don't happen right away, at least with his mind and his way of talking and being charismatic, right? And yep. Her, with her time being up in there, right, to go through the depths of things, right, it'll work out. And enough of the bickering and carrying on and all that good shit, right? Excuse me. All that good stuff, right?
That's right. And, but, Peter, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much. Carol in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC.
Yes,
hi, Carol.
Good morning. Yes, I'm just calling to congratulate Obama and his family for the nomination because he's definitely a true underdog. And, in answering the question that you posed this gentleman, should Hillary be his running mate, I say no, because since the slogan for Obama is we need change, let's have change all around. Let's give an opportunity to someone else with vision also who wants change to be vice president. Hillary has had her opportunity in the White House, and, you know, if we do our research, there's YouTube, there's the Internet, if we do our research even on Archive from Village Voice, we'll find out a lot of things about the Clinton administration that maybe the media at large did not inform us. So people need to be informed before they just vote for somebody. Just
anyone
for
anyone you'd like to see on the ticket?
Anyone I'd like to see? Well, like I said, anyone that can work with Obama and believes in the change and is there to support him. Because somebody sent me an email, and then they were saying that Obama said to the crowd, but the media didn't publicize it. He said, before I go, I want you guys to pray for me. I need a lot of prayer to cover me, Michelle, and my children because of what I'm about to undertake. So let us all go out there and really pray for this family because they're putting a lot on the line, including their lives.
Carol, thank you very much. Steve in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Should Clinton be the running mate?
Hi. I think Obama could and should pick a woman, but not Hillary Clinton. There's
Ooh.
Lots of good women choices from swing states who are senators or governors that would help shore up Obama's support among women.
You know, we saw Howard Fineman from Newsweek on TV last night, I think MSNBC, saying that he has sources who are saying that Obama has told Clinton that if he asks her to be his running mate, she has to say no. That is, you know, the face-saving deal for everybody, that he, the only way he would be able to engage in that. And that she, her people told the Obama people, maybe, but only if you promise not to pick another woman as the running mate. Now, I don't know if this is all true. This is one, you know, one columnist's unsourced.
I do think there's something else that's been floating out there in the web, at least, which is another suggestion for Obama from some folks has been a Jim Webb type or a Jim Webb. And there's a lot of pushback, and I agree with it, that somebody with his background of being somewhat misogynist or some of the other sort of old white male to shore up that side of things, but they're anti-choice, would be a really bad choice for Obama.
So who's this woman that you have in mind, like the Democratic governor of Michigan?
There's McCaskill or Sebelius or Napolitano
from Arizona.
There's several senators and governors who, you know, are credible women, who, you know, or even could be from swing states, you know, in terms of that kind of selection. I just wanted to say one more thing, if I may, which is that the scary thing for me at this point would be if McCain picks a woman. I don't think any other VP choice by McCain makes a difference unless he picks a woman.
That's interesting.
And unless this anger about Obama.
He may do that.
Despite all the policy issues where the Republicans, are very, anti-choice.
Yeah, maybe he will if he can. Actually, you know what? Now that you mention it, that would be pretty smart of McCain, don't you think, to pick a woman? Yeah. All right. Thank you for your call. There's also talk that McCain could pick a non-white running mate. Most of the talk about that surrounds Bobby Jindal, who's Indian American, not American Indian. He's Indian American, and gave a speech last night in Louisiana to introduce McCain, governor of Louisiana. Phyllis in Somerset, you're on WNYC. Hi, Phyllis.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Yeah, I would not put Hillary on the ticket. I believe that she might be actually more useful to him in a different position.
Well, you have a position in mind. There's some talk of him nominating her for a Supreme Court seat when Justice Stevens retires.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense to me. I think there are a lot more visible and more important positions where she can be used. And I personally am not a fan of hers. I supported Obama, but I do think that there are a lot of excellent places where I think she would be good for the country.
Phyllis, thank you very much. Angela in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Angela.
Hi there. I feel that she has the ability to unite with him, her for her experience, him for his wisdom. The two of them can really make a great pair, not only in this country, but a difference in the world.
I think I've been hearing just, in our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific poll of callers here, people who are choosing to call in and post to our webpage, Obama supporters don't want her, and Clinton supporters, in some significant percentage, think it's an insult. They can't see her as the number two again to a man.
Well, I think that can be carried away. I think it's what you do and how you work as a union, as a united people. That's the important thing. She represents both different types of people. Both of them represent people that are different in their belief systems, but that doesn't mean we can't work something out.
Thank you, Angela. Amy in Newark, you're on WNYC. Hi, Amy.
Yes, hi. I can tell you that Hillary should be head of the ticket. She's very presidential. She has a vast area of knowledge, and she may be on the Supreme Court. She may be governor. There's nothing wrong with being a senator. There may be another time, but if Obama is the nominee, then McCain is president. That is how it works.
That's your political analysis, but what about adding Clinton to the ticket? Would that stop McCain from becoming president?
No, it probably would. It probably would. She will be gracious, but she's not going to be VP.
Yeah,
she'll
it sounds...
Gracious, she'll unify the party, they'll do everything that's appropriate, and she's been gracious.
And it sounds like you would feel like it was a snub in a way, something demeaning to her and maybe even by extension to women if she was the vice presidential nominee. Am I reading too much into it?
Well, it's not demeaning, but she has more experience, more wisdom. I mean, America is not, under 40. And it becomes a question of really ageism as well. So
Amy, you get the last word, except for Dallas, if you can do it in 10 seconds. Dallas, 10 seconds.
I think you should name her VP just to keep her out of the way. God forbid that McCain should name her VP. I think that would clinch it for him.
Yeah, that's going to happen. Thanks to all of you for your calls. Keep the conversation going. Join the mix at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. I think we'll be talking about this tomorrow, don't you? Brian Lehrer on WNYC.